guys were saved by the bell last time.
All right. We're in the middle of discussing.
I'm going to have to erase a little bit. Oh, look at this. This I won't. We're in the middle of discussing the Chakira that Rashi made as to the nature, right? Our whole Mishnah starts with Kachi Kachim Shachtam Bid Darom, right? So the Chakira that Rashi made about the nature of the psul of Kachi Kachim Shachtam Bid Darom, Rashi says that, Rashi says that there's a machlokes tanoim as to whether, you know, you would have thought on your own, not halach l'maisa, just whether you would have thought on your own, what would you have thought on your own? Could you shechta shekalim bit tzafon or not? So he says that depends on the nature of the din of tzafon, right? One side says, well, at least according to argue from Rashi, that tzafon is a higher kedusha, so kachin kachin needs to be shechta in the makam kadosh, and the only place kadosh enough for them is the tzafon. Then we tie that into the chizkunis pshat chumash. And the other tzad says, no, it's just a din, there's a makom tzafon, it's not more kadosh, not less kadosh, it's separate but equal. It's just a din, you have to check the tzafon for some other reason having nothing to do with kedusha. We tied that into the Rekanati, the Yucker, maybe the Ramban, who said it's because of the Sitra Achra. But it's not an area of greater kedusha. Now, how does this all tie into our sugya? So, I think this comes down to the Tosos and Zvachim Daf Pei Dalon and Aleph. Right? Hopefully we've all seen Daf Beisim and Beis by now, and we know that the big issue here is what's the status of Kachi Kachim Shishachtim Badarom in terms of Alu Lo Yerdu or Im Alu Yerdu, constantly mentioned last week, right? If you take something puzzle, Bidi Evid, you bring the Emurim on, you put it on the Zvach anyway. Do we say Konogeva Zvach Yikdash? And Bidi Evid, okay? So it's Yikdash and it's Nikrav. And once it's on the Mizbeach, you burn it properly, etc. Or do we say, no, Emolsa Teire, this is so far from real Kachim that it's not even Kolon Gei Mizbeach Yekdash. It's, you know, something that's not even in the Parsha, and therefore you take it down. So, the Gemara on the Beis of Beis, here, if we're asked, what's the status of Shvitas Kachim Kachim Bidarom im alu. So the Gemara ties into the machlokes tanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue about. Right? Well, there we have three things, right? Shvitas Laila and Lundama and Nishbach Dama. Right? Rabbi Shimon says almost all of the psulim. Right? Anything that was like brought into the Azara and could have been okay and you messed up is a multiple year, just stays in the Zdeach. Yehuda says, no, big psulim, you have to bring down. What are big psulim? Either you shechted at night, or you lost the dam and never made it to the Zbeach, or you left the dam overnight. Those are big psulim, and it never made it to the Zbeach. So, what did the Gemara say in Daf Beis Amud Beis? Someone just has it for me in a second. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That Shachat Balayla, right, that's the Mishnah in Zvachim there, that he is machmer on three cases. In Yehuda Omer, Nishmat Laila, Nishmat Dama, Yatza Dama. Oh, here he is, Yatza Dama, okay. The Mishnah, we'll keep it like that for now. Also, Tere, right, Shachat Balayla, or Nishmat Balayla, Nishmat Dama, and Yatza Dama, he said, in Also, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does he think about Kachi Kachim Shenishkitu Bedarom? What does the Gemara say on Amud Beis? Obviously that, Teyreid. Right? So, what do you say? The Gemara says, right, what's the din? Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara on Beis and Beis says, Im Olsa Teyreid. What's the Kasha of Tosfos on that Zvachim Pei Dalam and Aleph? Right. Rabbi Yehuda Darshan is three Meyutim to be Mamayim, three things.
As he says, the Zos Hi Ha'ola, right? The Zos is a Miyot, the Hi is Ha'ola is a Miyot, and the Ha'av Ha'ola is a Miyot. So, three Miyotim for three things that you have to take them off the Mizbeach, and they're not Nikdash Bad Mizbeach. But how can he have four Miyotim? He doesn't have four Miyotim. How does he get four things? So, what are Tosfos' two answers to how he gets this fourth, how he gets this fourth thing? First of all, what's the Rambam's answer? It is a trick question. The Rambam's answer is he's against the Gemara, right? Obviously, seemingly against the Gemara, right? But the Rambam says that im olsa lo tevi against the shakvatari of Gemara daf beis and beis, and the Rambam is logical because there were three miyutim, there weren't four miyutim.
Not just from last year, we said that it's not, it's a bigger chiddush.
Okay, good. Hold that point. Excellent. So, and what's the svara? Svara is he has gimel miutim, not four miutim, right? So there are only three things he can say. Mizbeach not mekadesh also teirei. He doesn't have a fourth thing. So Tosfos the Kasha, right? Tosfos is not quite as bold as the Rambam. He says let's stick with what it seems to say in Mila daf beis and beis that Rabbi Yehuda would have a fourth thing that an olsa teirei. Where does he get the fourth thing from? And Tosfos has two deos. What are his two deos? What are his two answers? Either he sort of invents a fourth pasuk. Right, maybe it's not technically a miyot, it's a pasa, right? Sam was very careful with his words. That, since there's a drasha that Rabbi Yehuda says that los izbach, l'shem elokecha, shor v'aseh sheyiyah v'mum kol davar ra, and the drasha of kol davar ra, somehow Rabbi Yehuda darshins to mean kutchi kutchin, that you shechted in the darom. So let's understand that somehow the extra words, not so clear exactly how, but okay, the extra words kol davar ra, which again, Shubha Shalmikra is talking about a pomo. But the extra words called the Vara are darshan to mean that if you shechted in the Darom, im olsa teirei. Okay, could be. You can never tell with drushas. So one side is a drusha, but the other side is not a drusha, but a svara. And what's Tosfos' svara?
Similar to
Exactly. Similar to
Shlita.
Exactly. Dami le shlutei chutz. This, I think, is a very, very yesodistic comparison, and this is where we left off, that really pervades Me'ilah daf beis amud aleph and beis amud beis. It is, what's the relation between Shechitas Darom and Shechutei Chutz? Shechutei Chutz is a davar pasha that im ol, that's the Kuli Alma. No one ever think otherwise. Obviously, Shechutei Chutz im olsa teiri, because it never got into the Kodesh in the first place. Like the whole, there's a word, the whole space in which we argue about what's the din of also teirid, lo teirid, is psula b'kodesh. It's in the mikdash in the first place. If you check that outside the mikdash, obviously it never starts out with kedusha, because it was never even shechted in a place of kedusha. So that's pashadim also teirid. So Tos says, it's pashad also that dara was like shvutei chutz, and therefore im also teirid. There's two opinions. The Rambam thinks it's not like shvutei chutz. And Tos says two opinions as to whether it's like Shlutei Chutz or not.
Why is it more obvious? Rabbi Shimon argues, why is it, how can it be so obvious that Rabbi Shimon has, argues and says?
Okay, so first of all, whether or not Rabbi Shimon argues is a machlokas amar rai, right? Between Rav and Rav Yosef. So maybe we don't know the answer to that yet. But we'll come back to it. Ask me your question again when we get to Rav and Rav Yosef. So, now, what is the machlokes here? There are two days in Tosfos as to whether it's valid to compare Shechitas Darom to Shechutei Chutz, or it's not. We wouldn't compare Shechitas Darom to Shechutei Chutz. So what's the sort of tzad hashava? What's the common denominator between Shechitas Darom and Shechutei Chutz that would make the two of them things that totally lack kedusha and also teirid? Now, you could say at a very surface level, they're both wrong places, right? They're both different places. Darom and Shechutei Chutz are both different places, but I don't see what the svar is. You could say that if you really wanted to. But what's the logic there, right? There has to be some logic. Shechutei Chutz, I know why I'm also teirid. I know why Shechutei Chutz is mufka from Hakrava. Because it was shechted b'chol, because it didn't get kedusha. You get kedusha at the time of Shechita. From the time of Shechita on, and a korban is a higher level of
of Kedusha, that there's a psul of lina, and there's a psul of Tvil Yom Mechosu Kippurim. From the time of Shechita on, an animal has a higher level of Kedusha, and it can't get that Kedusha if it's shechted b'makom chol. So I understand the reason Shechutei Chutz is im osa teireid is not because it's an aveira to do Shechutei Chutz. No, a lot of things are an aveira. That doesn't affect the pig is also an aveira. It doesn't affect the Kedusha of the carbon. It's not because if you do Shechutei Chutz, like the Chumashim to say, it might lead you to doing a Avodah Zarah. The fact that it might lead you to do something doesn't affect the Kedusha of the carbon. That just means that you're a bad guy. The reason why Shechutei Chutz im osa teireid is because there's a fundamental lack of Kedusha because the Makom didn't have Kedusha. So I want to claim, I feel fairly strongly about this, that when is it valid to compare Dorum to Shechutei Chutz if, and here we have the, right, the nature of the psul Dorum, that if the Dorum doesn't have enough Kedusha, then this is, I'm not saying, obviously it's not Mamash Shechutei Chutz, but it's comparable to Shechutei Chutz. Just like Shechutei Chutz, there's not just a psul. There's a fundamental lack of Kedusha because it was shechted in a makom chol. So too, kachi kachi, v'sheshachtem b'darom, there's a lack of Kedusha because it was shechted in a makom chol. Legabe kachi kachi. It was shechted in a makom of Kedusha kala, right? Not a makom of Kedusha chamura. Not a makom of Kedusha's Kedusha. A makom of Kedusha kala. So therefore, if you take that one side of Rashi's Chakira, which Rashi seems to take him in Achos, that Sofon is more Kaddish than Durum, then Shechitas Durum just wasn't Makdish the animal enough to be Kadshe Kadshin. And it's like Shvedei Chutz. If you take the side of Kvigas Makom B'Alma, it's a place. Now I know it's a place and Durum is the wrong place and Shvedei Chutz is the wrong place. But that's not a lot. There's no svar behind that comparison, right? There's no svar that should make them similar. Lenin and Halacha, just because they're both at the place. Shechutei Chutz in the wrong place for one reason. Maybe, I don't know, because it'll lead to Avodah Zarah. And Darum is the wrong place for another reason. Maybe Al Pi Kabbalah. Right? But that's not a relevant comparison that shows that the two psulim are the same kind of psul. So I think that and with this, everything else flows, that this Chakira of Tosos is totally on the Chakira of Rashi. If you say that Sofonos were cutters than Darom, then Shechitas Darom didn't have enough Kedusha. It wasn't shechted in a place of Kedusha for Kadshe Kadshim. Therefore, it should be like Shechutei Chutz. It has a fundamental lack in Kedusha. And of course, if something has a fundamental lack in Kedusha, then Im Osa Teireid. It's not just a psul, it's a lack of Kedusha. A lack of Kedusha, how's it going to go to the Mizbeach? A psul, maybe, but the Eved will overlook. But a lack of Kedusha is a problem. Right? That it's not just soul, but lack of Kedusha from the beginning. Right? It never really got its proper Kedusha because it was shechted in a makom chol. However, if it's a kviyas makom bi'alma, Rashi uses lashon alma, just a kviyas makom, meaning just, it's not a lack of Kedusha. It's just the wrong makom for various reasons, whatever the mefarshim will tell you when they discuss philosophy. They'll tell you the reason. It's just the wrong makom. So if it's just the wrong makom, that's like just the wrong person, and that's like just the wrong clothing, and that's like just the wrong thoughts. All these are terrible psulim and not the right way to do kachim. But it's in the place of Kedusha. It's an animal of Kedusha in the place of Kedusha. You're just messing up by doing the avodah the wrong way. And I think that once you accept this connection of Rashi's Chakira about the nature of Tzafon to Tosfos's, he doesn't explicitly make it a Chakira, but Tosfos's two opinions about whether Durum is like Shechutei Chutz or whether Durum is not like Shechutei Chutz, then I think everything else may very well, many other nafkaminas may flow from this. What nafkaminas may flow from this? Yes?
Last time you mentioned that this is the opposite.
What?
Did you mention that the Kudos has the opposite idea?
Yeah, but I don't understand what he means.
Because to me, Kudos Makom is a different Makom. So that's like Chutz, it's Chutz Makomo.
No, but everyone agrees it's a different makom. That's just a fact, right?
No, okay.
Saying it's a different makom hasn't told us anything yet. We know it's a different makom. So what? So I'll tell you, it's a different makom, so Shechutei Chutz. So what? I knew that without Chakiras, right? It's a different makom. So what? And what's Chutz? What's Chutz? Not a place without Kedusha?
Yeah, but That's a symptom. That's not the problem with
Shulchan Aruch. What's the problem with Shulchan Aruch?
You're not in the
Makom Kedusha. The problem with Shulchan Aruch is that you're not in the place of Kedusha, no?
No, but for example, let's say that the Mechilos have no use of the Kodesh of Sukkos Lechol. So I think, there could be Shkutechot there, even though there's Kedusha, Rachila. Meaning, so the Kedusha.
There could be Shkutechot, sir. Alright.
I think that, I don't know if Kedusha necessarily is a function.
Okay, what I'm claiming is that, and you can take it or leave it, that, and if I mean, there are a lot of things to say about Shkutechot. But what I want to know is, why should Shkutechot in Durham have a common denominator that makes something im osa teirid? What's the common denominator? You're saying the common denominator is wrong place. That's not a common denominator. That's not a svar.
Worse than psul, I would tell you that psul imamish is possible.
But we know all the psulim are im osa teirid, or most of them, are im osa lo teirid.
Yes, why is that? Why is that psul kodesh?
So we'll have to figure that out.
this has a potential of being kodesh. This is and just the wrong place. But why is it the wrong place worse than a
Well, not a little Balmum. Why is the wrong place worse than Chotzum Kamo, Chotz Lizmano, than Zar and Bechuli? Right. So I think the wrong place is worse because it's not the wrong place. It's a place without Kedusha. And therefore, if it doesn't have Kedusha, then it can't go on the Mizbeach.
What's the Kedusha of the Malkum and the Kedusha of the Korban? I understand.
What do you mean? Like Shvutei Chotz. You haven't explained to me why Shvutei Chotz is also Teirid. The answer is because the animal doesn't have Kedusha. Because it was shechted in a makom chol. You have to at least bring it to a makom kedusha to have what to talk about.
If you had it shechted in a makom, you would motzi the machis. What's all that?
If you what?
If you're motzi.
You mean from Sofen to Durham?
No, you're motzi, you did a shechit, you brought it outside chutz, azar, you brought it back in. Is it also...
Well, certainly if you brought the meat outside and back in, it also lo teirid l'kulei alma. Yeah, that's for sure. If you have the dam outside and back in, that's controversial. Rabbi Yehuda seems to, at least in the gears of the Mishnah, say also teirid. Okay, I am very, very convinced that to start comparing, to compare something to Shkutei Chutz, it's not enough to say it's the same makom. There has to be a reason behind it. And the only reason I could think of why Shkutei Chutz is like Daron is not because of Kabbalistic reasons, not because of Avodah Zarah, not because of a centralization of religious worship. The only thing I can think of as a common denominator, besides just the my grandmother could tell you that they're both in different places, but as a logical reason why Durham would be like Shvutei Chutz, is because the animal's missing some Kedusha starting out. It doesn't have Kedusha, but you did it wrong. It's missing the Kedusha, because it was shechted in a makom chol. Of course, there's a makom of total chol and a makom of partial chol. So that's what I think. You know, if you accept this, then I think many, many nafkaminas flow from this chakira. One is, let's go back to our Gemara. Right? What flows from this?
It's another clarification. I thought last time you mentioned that there's no mention in the Mishnah canons, and there really is no more Kedusha. Meaning,
how do you take the Rashi who thinks it has more Kedusha? How does he deal with the Mishnah canon? Right? If it really has more Kedusha, why isn't it in the Mishnah canon? Question. It's an excellent question. If it really has more Kedusha, why isn't it in the Mishnah and Caleb? Is an excellent question. But I think that perhaps one can say, go back to the Shakla Vitaria in our Gemara. Right? What was the Shakla Vitaria in our Gemara? Right? Me'ila Beza Min Aleph. Which is a worse psul, Laila or Durham? So remember, that was a machlokas that we started out with. What's a worse psul, Laila or Durham? Right? So the pshat in our Gemara is that Laila was the worst psul, right? Because it said it wasn't good for any karbanos. Right? But then the Shidin Gubet says in Os Lamed Beis on Lamed Dalet in part of Yod, quoting Rebbe Peretz, although everyone seems to be quoting Rebbe Peretz, but said that no, right? Remember, where we're going from Kal to Chomer Kal, says Durham is the worst psul. We're going from Chomer to Kal, not from Kal to Chomer. So I thought that if you said it's a Kviyas Makom Yalma, then you would take Pshat in the Gemara. What's Pshat in the Gemara? That Laila is Chamura. Why? Because it's not even Kusher for Kachim Kalim. But if you took
if you took the approach of Shchut Echot, then you could say that, like the Tosfos in Perek in the Shinu Gebet says, that Darom is Chamor Milaylo. Why? Because it's like Shchut Echot. After all, Laila is just a psal, but Darom is a is even more chamor because, like Shchut Echot, it's a lack of kedusha. What?
Our Tosfos says this. Tosfos Liba says kosher came from that. Right? If Lila is
right, although in that particular Dibur Masel he doesn't say anything about Shchut Echot. I agree. So what you're saying is that it could be, even though that's Tosfos later on in basement base, maybe you could say I'm not claiming it's absolutely mochach. It could be you could come up with a svara by Durm is worse, which maybe on basement base we've seen too. Maybe you come up this far by Durm is worse, even if it's not like Shchut Echot. Maybe just we know place is worse than time. Right? And
putting the two Tosfos says that's like Shchut Echot, putting it together.
I'm not arguing with you. You might have been docked a little more on that Tosfos. I'll come back to it. Anyway, it could be that the machlokes between the Shin and Gebet says we're different way of Kal to Chomer reading our Gemara, and the norm of Chomer to Kal, the normal Kal to Chomer way of reading our Gemara, might be totally in this Hakira. Do you say the Durm is worse because of the Shchut Echot aspect, or do you say Laila is worse like Pshat in the Gemara because it's not fit for any level of Kachim? And perhaps this is also tying Lashitase to the other issue in the Shakta Vitaria, which we pointed out was also Machlokas between those two Drachim, which is a worse Psol. Shchitas Darom or Kabbalas Darom? Which is the worst soul? Shchitas Darom or Kabbalas Darom? Right? So remember, the pshat in our Gemara is that we're going from Kal to Chomer. So Shchitas Darom is the lowest soul, and Kabbalas Darom is the bigger soul. But this Shitin Gobetzes flipped it on its head and said we're going from Chomer to Kal, and Shchitas Darom is the worst soul, because the Pasuk talks about Shchita B'tzafon. So, okay, should we go by the Pasuk? Should we go by the Svara? So, the Chora, that depends on what the logic behind it is, right? The Pasuk itself, the fact that something is explicit in the Pasuk, doesn't make it more Chomer unless there's some logic behind it, L'chora. So, I thought this might be L'shitase if you take the approach that to Kviyas Makabi Almuts within the regular Marech L'Psulim, then of course Kabbalas Darom is worse because Kabbalah is an avoda, and shchita is lava avodahi. So then, of course, that's the mainstream way, the regular way of reading. Of course, Kabbalah's darm is the worst film than shchita's darm, because Kabbalah is an avoda, but shchita's not an avoda. So of course, psulim are worse than Kabbalah. That's how everyone reads the Gemara until the Shinu Gebet says. But if you take the approach of shchut echot, then maybe you could say that shchita's darm is worse. Shchita's darm is worse. Because, right, what's the problem? We never heard of a problem of Kabbalah's chutz, right? Now, of course, if you are Makabal b'chutz, it's possible, right? Everyone agrees, if you're Makabal dung b'chutz, it's possible. A, the blood is yotzei. B, even if you're standing b'chutz, so you're not kosher avoda. But there's no special psul of Kabbalah's chutz like there is of Shchut Echot.
There's halal
b'chutz. What?
There is an
isra halal b'chutz, although that's not a psul. That's an isra. But there's no special Isser of Kabbalah B'chutz, right? There's an Isser of Zvika B'chutz even. There's no special Isser of Kabbalah B'chutz, right? So, what's the point? What's the problem? Again, but I don't want to talk about the Isser of Shchut Echot. I want to talk about the Psul of Shchut Echot, right? Because I'm not interested in the Isser of Shchut Echot. The Isser of Shchut Echot, I'm shouting the word, is Gzeira Atu Avodah Zarah. Gzeira Atu Avodah Zarah is not a fundamental property of the Chetz of the Karban. That's a side problem of the Gavra, what it'll lead to, right? What's the Psul of Shchut Echot? When you shecht an animal, that is what brings it into the Kedusha of Hakrabah. Shechting an animal is what brings it to the stage of Hakrabah. Shechting an animal is what gives it its Kedusha, right? The Sakhans of Klisharis. And shechting an animal is what? Right, that's a little controversial. We seem to hold the Sakhans of Klisharis. Shechting an animal is what gives it the Kedusha. If you shecht it in the right place, it gets Kedusha. Then if you do Kabbalah in the wrong place, Taki, you've messed up the Avoda. The act of detracting its Kedusha. At least, I'll be simple, first glance. If you shecht in the wrong place, it never gets to that stage of Kedusha. But if you shecht in the right place and do Kabbalah in the wrong place, then at least at first glance you would think it already got its Kedusha, if you assume Shechita is certainly where it starts getting its Kedusha, right, from the moment of Shechita, then already it has much more Chum requirements, like Psolina, Mechos Purim, and Tvil Yom. So if you Shechita's Darm, you'd say is worse, because it's like Shchutei Chutz. In what way? I'm not just saying like Shchutei Chutz. I'd say Shchutei Chutz, so say Shechita's Darm. It's like Shchutei Chutz in that it never enters into Kedusha, or at least into Kedusha's Kedusha, right? That the Shechita is, of course, the worst Psul B'Darm, because it never got its Kedusha. If it's not a din of Psul, it's a din of lack of getting Kedusha, then of course Shechita's Darm should be worse, because then they never get started. Kabbalah's Darm, at least it got started with Kedusha, and then you messed it up. So I thought that it could be these two machlokos between, whether you read Darm and Akal L'chomer, and Akhomer Akal, might be L'shitasam, if you compare it to Shechutei Chutz, then A, Darm is worse than Laila, and B, Shechita's Darm is worse than Kabbalah's Darm. If you compare it to regular Psulim, then A, Laila is worse than Darm, because Laila is not good for any type of carbon, and Darm is good for Shlomen, and B, Kabbalah's Darm is worse than Shechita's Darm, because using the normal framework, Kabbalah is much more chummer than, because Kabbalah is an avoda, and Shechita is not even an avoda. So of course a psul in Kabbalah is worse than a psul in Shechita. So that's what I thought you could say within the Shaklataria of the Bezim and Aleph, that the Machlokas might be based on this Chakira. I'm not saying it's Mochrach, you could always explain it otherwise. I'm saying at least in the simple way, you could always explain it otherwise. But the simplest way to understand it is that these two fundamentally different ways of explaining our Gemara might be arguing about this Chakira, and then the two differences they have in the hierarchy are L'shitasam. Now, we could continue. We'll continue on to the Beis Amud, perhaps after we finish the first Mekorah sheet. But let us, before we take this Chakira and bring it back to the Beis Amud Beis, let us try and keep in some of the order I said originally. Right? There was one line in the Mishnah that I thought also needed analysis. And I'll put on, just to be very clear, this chakir we have about Safon also affects Daf Beis Amud Beis. I've just mentioned five times. The chakir we're about to say also affects the Sugin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. So I'll have to, you know, keep it in our notebooks till we get to Daf Gimel Amud Beis and see how it affects that Sugin. But on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, there's a very important line, which is, Klal Amar Yeshua Kol Shehayilo Shashet L'Kohanim Ein Malin Ba. Right? Remember, we talked about the tightrope. One type of animal doesn't have me'il, it's so mufka that it's mesu, and it's so puzzled that it doesn't have kedusha. The other type of carbon that doesn't have me'ila is, it's so kosher. It doesn't have to be mamish kosher. It just has to have a shas heter l'kohanim. And again, the all kinds of hav mean is what counts as shas heter l'kohanim. But the technical meaning, the push of shah, case of shas heter l'kohanim, is like Rabbi Yeshua says, Ezu shaisa hayla shas heter l'kohanim, shalom shenitma v'she yatsa. Right, if you shech the chatas or the yasham, then the Kohanim are allowed, and shecht it, and do the Kabbalah, and halach, and do the Zrika, the Kohanim are now allowed to eat the meat, and then someone's metame the meat, or the meat stays overnight, or someone brings the meat outside of the Azara. Some psul happens to the meat, but once a shashet of the Kohanim was chal, it's now potter from Me'ila forever. It's still alive to eat meat that became possible, right? If you eat meat that was tame or lunar, you don't say it's still alive, right? We're not saying it's okay to eat it. But, or if Yisrael eats it, let's say nothing bad happened to it, but Yisrael eats it, then it's still alive for the Yisrael to eat it, but it's not me'ila, because once the shas heter l'kohanim, there's a rule that there's no, even if, whether it's mutter to eat it or usher to eat it, there's no me'ila. And obviously, the chiddush isn't that when it's mutter to eat, there's no me'ila. That's sort of obvious. If it's mutter to eat, of course there's no me'ila. The chiddush is, even if it's usher to eat, like a zar eats it, or like lun, or yotzi, or tameh, or maybe if you could be creative with things, some other soul happens to it. Nonetheless, it still is Yotze Midei Me'ila. And the question is, and this is seems to be a machlokus among the Rishonim, what's the nature of this din, the Kol She'ishbo Shas Heter L'Kohanim, Ein Ba Mishua Me'ila? Is this an example of some other principle that we have in the Sefer Me'ila? Or is this a new din? What's the logic? Right? So I'll ask you the logic. Why just because it had a Shas Heter L'Kohanim, why should it not have me'ila? L'maisa, right now I'm eating it be'isser, right? Right? Let's say I'm a Kohen, and this was a kosher carbon, and I was supposed to eat the meat be'heter. And then someone was a tami, the meat. So I used to be allowed to eat the meat, now I'm not allowed to eat this meat. God does not give me permission to eat this meat. So I'm eating meat of a carbon without permission. Why is there no me'ila? What? Why is it not kochi Hashem? It's transferred by us because... So what are we saying? Once they is Heter LeKohanim.
It's now
the Kohanim of Hashem's. Not that it's not Kadosh anymore. Obviously, it's still Kadosh. Right? And that's right. Aaron never said it wasn't Kadosh. It's still Kadosh. Still a carbon. Has many, many chumras because of the fact that it's Kadosh. But it's not Kachi Hashem anymore. What is Kachi Hashem anymore? Kachi Hashem means it's exclusively for the quote-unquote, of course, Hana'a. Right? Exclusively for the quote-unquote benefit of God. Once Hashem gave human beings permission to benefit from it, then, even if he took it away later, even if in the end there's something happened, they weren't allowed to benefit. But once Hashem gives a human being permission to benefit from it, it's no longer Kachi Hashem exclusive to Hashem. It's something which he has shared with the human race. And once it's not exclusively to Hashem, even once for one moment it's not exclusively for Hashem, then there's no Me'ilah anymore, because Me'ilah is taking something that's exclusively for Hashem, and Hashem already shared it with humanity. And even if it becomes Usher again, that just means it's a side problem. But he still shared it. And even if I'm a Zar and he never shared it with me, right? I'm a Zar, he never shared the Basar Chatos with me. But once you share it with humanity, it's not that it's okay for me to eat it. But it's not Me'ilah for me to eat it, because I'm not eating something that is exclusively divine. I'm eating something that was already shared with human beings, so therefore it doesn't have the particular vigor of Me'ilah. This is what Rashi seems to say right here, right? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, now, just answering why is there no Me'ilah because it's not Kachi Hashem, that's not a fair answer. Because the Parsha Me'ilah says Kachi Hashem of Me'ilah. So whatever doesn't have Me'ilah, you're going to say is not called Kachi Hashem. Question is, why is it not called Kachi Hashem? And Rashi says very clearly here that Delo Engmol, and Delo Karina Ben Kachi Hashem, Ha'ol Kvar, Sober Uya Lekohanim, once it's fit for people to eat, it's not Kachi Hashem. And that Lechora sounds like the maybe most Pashim shot. Once it's shared with people, it's not Kachi Hashem. That's the Pashim. Now, from Rashi says it's all over Shas. I put three Rashis here. This Rashi and the Rashi in Zvachim, I thought, also was pretty Mefurish. Rashi's Lashon is Zvachim, Samatz Nayinim and Aleph. Ashim, Sheshachtu, etc. Dela'achar Zrika Leka Me'ila, Shari Necha LeKohanim. Right? It's edible to Kohanim. It's a Poshim Shah. Anything edible to Kohanim. Because now human beings share in it, so it's not Kachi Hashem anymore. It's Kachi, it's shared Kachim, it's Kachim that many people have rights in. That is the Pashup Shot. However, as a matter of fact, that really such a Pashup Shot, I would have just left it at that. Right? What's this bit of Kol? What's the Lashon exactly in our Mishnah? Kol Sheyeshla? Kol Shehayala. Of course. Kol Shehayala Shas Heter Likohanim. Ein bo me'ila. So Rashi's pshat is that it's not Kodshe Hashem because it's already shared with Basar Adam. Anything which Hashem allows Basar Adam to partake of is not exclusively Kodshe Hashem and therefore is not me'ila. However, Toso seems to have a different pshat in this klal of Rabbi Yeshua. I quoted you just one line out of context from the Tosu in Peretz Pesachim. I put it on the sheet here. Daha ain mo'ol l'mekotch v'shnizu gadam. Once there's Rika and it's technically Kohanin, you're not mo'ol. Why? What does the Tosu in Peretz say? The ain l'chadover sh'nasa mitzvasa on mo'ol in bo. He doesn't seem to say like Rashi. He says, what's the basis of the heter Rabbi Yeshua? Right? There's a din, right? Those of us who learn Pesachim. Oh, we all learn Pesachim this year. So we're familiar with this din. What was it? Chavavim and Aleph, maybe? Then, I think so. That kol shenav nasa mitzvah. So a malim ba. Kachi Hashem means you still have to do a mitzvah with it for Hashem. You still have to use it for avoda. Once the mitzvah is finished, then there's no me'ila anymore because nothing with who can eat it, who can't do it. Who can't eat it. Once the mitzvah is finished, there's no me'ila anymore because it's not Kachi Hashem. He doesn't need you to do anything with it anymore. It's not useful to him anymore. So the head to the Kohanim here, it's not the head to the Kohanim that removes Me'ilah. It's that the head to the Kohanim is an igloi milsa, that it's Nasis Mitzvah. So when is there a head to the Kohanim? When you finish the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To do Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrita. When you finish the mitzvah, there's a head to the Kohanim. But the Yotzim de Me'ilah is not because of the Kohanim. It's because that's an igloi milsa, that you're Nasis Mitzvah. So.
The line is probably you finish the Avoda. There's still a mitzvah.
Aha, there's still a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat it. Correct, which may be why this is not so poshtic, because there's still a mitzvah.
It's not the mitzvah of the carbon.
There's a famous Beis Halevi who says the mitzvah contra edit isn't the chetz of the carbon. We mentioned that in my Tzafim Shia this year, but at the very, very beginning. So you'd have to say that even though there's still a mitzvah of the carbon to eat it, that the mitzvah of eating is not a mitzvah of eating. And there are makoros that seem to indicate kohanim eating is avoda, right? Kohanim ochel by the miskaprim, and there's a gemara that even says that eating truma is an avoda, although that's obviously taking it in a perhaps slightly more, more less literal sense. But you have to say that the mitzvah of kohanim to eat it, that's not, the mitzvah of kohanim to eat it, that's not the kind of mitzvah that makes a kachi Hashem. I mean, perhaps in the end, you'd have to come back to the same intuition that a mitzvah of kohanim to eat it, that's not a mitzvah of avoda. That's not really avoda. The kohanim to eat is a nice side point of what to do with it and has some, you know, nice salutary effect. But you'd have to say, perhaps for reason that the kohanim eating is too enjoyable to the kohanim, or perhaps because it's not like a real avoda, you'd have to say the kohanim eating it, right? After and it's certainly not ma'akev, although something that still has a mitzvah that's not ma'akev would still have me'ila. So you would have to, but that's what the Tosfos Parrot says. He says that heter l'kohanim is a simon. I realize he doesn't say in this word, oh, in these words, of naseit mitzvato. Really, the heter is because of nases mitzvato. So there seem to be two different shotim in this klal of Rabbi Yeshua of kol she'yeshu shas heter l'kohanim. Is it the heter l'kohanim per se, regardless of nases mitzvato? Maybe it's not nases mitzvato because of the mitzvah achila, the heter l'kohanim per se. Or no, it's the nases mitzvato, regardless of the heter l'kohanim. The heter l'kohanim is just a side point. I pointed out in the Makor, I implied in the Makor here, that Tosos in Me'ila is l'shitase Tosos Reina Peretz in Psachim, not Tosos on Ardaf, but Tosos on Daf, Yud Amar Aleph in Me'ila, is the Mikdash David points this out. Mikdash David says, it's a very, very nice sefer, the Mikdash David. We have one of the Mishnah Medrash also in the Bar Ilan, in the more recent editions. It's like a summary of all of the, like, not the Masechtas, but all of the basic principles and ideas of Kachin with like a little Ion. It's a classic, and it's a very nice sefer to read for bedtime reading or such. But he says, like, at first I thought, he didn't have a Tosfos Meir Peretz on Pesachim. He says, at first I thought just the Heter L'Kohanim, that's a din. Right? He says, Zrika, Heter L'Kohanim, it takes away Me'ila, nothing to do with mitzvah. So, but then he says, I saw Tosfos Me'ila Daf Yudam Aleph. And what did Tosfos say in Me'ila Yudam Aleph? Right, the Gemara says that it's obvious that Hakol Modim Shenenim Basar Kachim Kachim Shenitma Me'imur Kachim Kalma Achshe Helon De Potter. Everyone agrees if you eat Basar v'chatzin ashen that was nitma. That's the same line as our Mishnah, right? It was kosher and then it was nitma. Hadashas had lukanim, then become tamei and became aser. Everyone agrees that you're putter, that there's no me'ila. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Obviously there's no me'ila. After all, what have you lost? So the Gemara says, what's the havmin of the Gemara? Mal detema basar kachin kachin nitma esbu mitzvah sreifa l'kohanim. No, you might have thought there's still a mitzvah sreifa. Right? There's a mitzvah to burn kachim psulim. Right? That's, again, we're all learning psachim this year. Well, actually, I should stop saying we all. But many of us learn psachim this year, right? Remember on Daf, maybe Chaf Dalad didn't have the one about the Sreifa. It had the line about all kachim psulim abalav b'achilasan. Maybe didn't have this line. But Zarafta is a noser b'esh, right? And we learn that not only noser, but all kachim psulim, or anything, psulim akodesh, you have to be soreif. That's the din of Sreifas kachim psulim. So you might have thought, what do you mean? There's still a mitzvah of Sreifas Kachim Psulim. If you eat this, you've interfered with the mitzvah of Sreifas Kachim Psulim. So you might have thought there should still be Me'ila. Kamashmul on that, there's still not Me'ila. Right, so what are we talking? What happens here in the Yudam and Aleph? The Havmina is clearly on Tosfos Reina Peretz's side. Right, the Havmina is that Basar Shenitma, Basar Shenitma, Basar Kachikachim Shenitma, the Havmina is that Yesh bo me'ila, because lo na'ases mitzras shreifas psulin adayin. Right? The hadmin is that it's not na'ases mitzvason. Because, and since it's not na'ases mitzvason, it has me'ila. Hadmin is, who cares about the hetel kohanim? If it's not na'ases mitzvason, it has me'ila. Now, of course, that's only hadmin. That's against our Mishnah. Question is, what's the kamash v'lan? So what would Rashi say the Kamash V'lan is? Rashi's not so explicit here. But what would Rashi say the Kamash V'lan is? One way of saying this, Kamash V'lan, that regardless of Nases Mitzvason, anything which was Hutar Lekohanim, Yatsa Midei Me'ila. Right? That's how Rashi read the Kamash V'lan. Yeah, nice Havamina like toasted tomato parrots. Havamina that, if as long as the mitzvah will be sorry if kachim psulim. As long as there's a mitzvah, there's me'ila. You know, so when there's a mitzvah, there's me'ila. When there's yatsa mitzvah, so there's no me'ila. Kachim Hashem is defined by we have a mitzvah to do with it. But Kamash V'lan, no. Once it's hutul kohanim, it's not kachim Hashem because it's shared with basar v'dam. It's not exclusively divine. However, that's not how Tosus reads the Maskana. Tosa says, Taka, I like the Havmina. Tosa says, I Taka like this Havmina. What do you mean? It's a great Havmina. So Tosa says, so what's the Maskana? He says, well, Basar Kachi Kachim, Afgav the Ika Od Mitzvah Srefa Lukuhanim, Havi Chashiv Shapar Nas Mitzvah, so the Srefa Lohavi Avoda, Kevin Lutzarech, Besrefa Big De Kahuna, which would also answer more Yizachila question. What does Tosa say? Tosa says, Tosos, in Me'ila, Taf Yud, says the Kamash one is that Srefa Lav Avoda, because you don't need Big Day Kahuna. Anything you don't need Big Day Kahuna to do is not an Avoda. So it is Nases Mitzvah Son. What does Tos say? He says, yeah, I like the Havmina. If there's still a mitzvah to do, there should be Me'ila. What do you mean? It's Kachi Hashem because there's still a mitzvah to do. Kamash one, no, but not all mitzvos make it Bar Me'ila. Only a mitzvah of Avoda. If there's Avoda to do with Bar Me'ila, it's Kachi Hashem. If there's a non-Avoda mitzvah to do, we all have mitzvahs to do all the time. We have lots of mitzvahs to do all the time. If that mitzvah is not part of the Avoda, then it doesn't make it Kachi Hashem. So Tosu Me'ila is L'shitasa Tosu Bein Peretz in Psachim. Tosu Bein Psachim says, I really don't care about the Hetel Kohanim. About Shas Hetel Kohanim. I really care about, is it Nasas Mitzvah Son, or is there still a mitzvah to do? And that's what Tosu says. That if there's still a mitzvah to do, then if you need a Big Day Kahuna to burn psulim, then it would have me'ila. If there's still a mitzvah to do, it would have me'ila. The only reason it doesn't have me'ila is because there's no mitzvah to do, because burning psulim doesn't count as a mitzvah, because it's a non-avodadik mitzvah, because the Kohanim can do it without Big Day Kahuna. So, this it's not enough, being a lemaisa. Everyone agrees that kol she'yesh bo shas hetel kohanim doesn't have me'ila. But in terms of how you read the Shachta V'Tarya, Rashi would say, have me, we care about the mitzvah. Kamash V'lan, nope, it's just the din that hetel l'kohanim is mafkim midei me'ila. Tos says, no, have me, we care about nasa mitzvah. So, Kamash V'lan, we also care about whether there's a mitzvah to do. But luckily, the fact that you burn psula doesn't count as a mitzvah of avoda, because you do it without Big Day Kahuna. And therefore, it's not all the avoda mitzvahs are done, only the non-avoda mitzvahs haven't been done yet. This could also affect, and this is what the footnotes in Shinu Betzes point this out, that this could have a nafkamina, perhaps, for what might be a real nafkamina. What about cases where, what would be an actual practical nafkamina, right? What might be a nafkamina? Lin Maisa. What about kachim, which humans are allowed to get hanoah from, but it's not nasis mitzvaso. What about funny kinds of things that are kadosh, and it's not nasis mitzvaso, but human beings are allowed to be nana from it? What would be an example of kachim which human beings are allowed to be nana from, but we haven't finished doing the mitzvah yet? You're not going to bring any regular karbanos, because in regular kachim, human beings are not allowed to eat them until the mitzvah of the Zrikas Hadam was finished. But this is a discussion of, what about perhaps the Shemen HaMishka? Shemen HaMishka, people are allowed to benefit from, right? As a matter of fact, it's only meant for people to benefit from, right? So what is Shemen HaMishkel before you use it? It is nitan for hana'ah of people, right? You're supposed to put it on the, I mean, okay, forgetting about the Mishkan and the Kelim, that was a one-time thing. You're supposed to put it on the Kohen Gadol, when you anoint the Kohen Gadol, right? There's a Mashuach for Shemen HaMishkel, and there's a Meruvah B'Gadol, right? So after the time of Yoshiyahu, they were gonads of the Shemen HaMishkel, and the way they appointed the Kohen Gadol was by giving him the 8 B'Gadol to wear. But until the time of Yoshiyahu Melech, when they still had Shemen HaMishkel, there was a higher status to the Kohen Gadol for some purposes, because he was Mamish, Va'Kohen HaGadol Me'achav, Asher Mashach L'Roshal, etc. Right, he was Mashuach Shemen HaMishkel. So that is given for people to benefit from. It's not Hana to B'Sach. You're saying maybe Al Pilundus, you could say Einach Enami, the Kohen benefits from it, but he's not really benefiting from it B'Tor person. He's benefiting from it B'Tor. You know, B'Tor Klei Mikdash, after all, you're a dyke in the Kotherot of the Rambam, is what you're saying, even though it's Klei Mikdash for Ovdimbo. I could be, but this is what he suggests here. One second, the Minchas Chinuch says, Mefurish, was on the Shidig about the other day, he's still online. He says, you know, there's a special lav, Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach, right? Special lav, Yisach B'Shem HaMishcha. And the Minchas Chinuch points out, oh, of course, besides the special lav of Sach B'Shem HaMishcha, there's Me'ilah, because it's so Kodesh, like that's just so obvious that, you know, we don't need to mention it here. But obviously, there's Me'ilah and Shemin HaMishkel. I didn't get a chance to get my hands on the Sefer, but he quotes from the Chasdei David. The Chasdei David is the Perush on the Tosefta. Some of us are familiar with his, some sort of Einikol. It's by David Pardo. We have a David Pardo in the Kolel here. So he says that, no, there's no Me'ilah and Shemin HaMishkel. This might be telling this Chakira, if there's a principle of anything which is allowed to be give benefit to people, anything that's allowed to be enjoyed by people as no me'ilah, then Shemin HaMishkel should have no me'ilah. It's not Kachi Hashem because it's intended for people to enjoy. The Kohen Gadol enjoys this sicha. Sicha is a type of enjoyment all over Shas. If you said it's not Nasa Mitzvah, so then until you put it on him, it's not Nasa Mitzvah. So one Nachmina might be, right, Aleph, Shemin HaMishkel, meaning before it's used, right? Before it's used. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that there is Me'ilah. Yesh bo Me'ilah. And the Chasdei David is quoted as assuming that Ein bo Me'ilah. And this might be totally on this Chakira. If you said that there's a heter, the heter of Rabbi Yeshua means anything which Hashem has decided to allow people to enjoy. There's no one Kachi Hashem. Shem and Amishka is not Kachi Hashem. It still belongs to Hektish, but it's not Kachi Hashem in that sense, in the Me'ilah sense. But if you say, no, it's a Hektish Nasa Mitzvah, well, clearly Shem and Amishka is not Nasa Mitzvah until after you finish using it, till after you use it. But like if I, instead of the Kohen Gadol, I would go and put some Shem and Amishka on myself, besides violating the law, Saradam L'Yisach, according to the Minchas Chinuch, I would also be doing Me'ilah, because I took something which is not Nasa Mitzvah. According to the Chasid, I wouldn't be doing Me'ilah, because I took something that was intended for people to benefit from. Not for me, but once intended for people to benefit from it's not Kachi Hashem. Anyway, he points also to the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says that the Mei Kior, right? What about the Mei Kior? Also before the use, not after you wash. But what about the Mei Kior? So the Meshech Chachma says, the Mei Kior are not Bar Me'ilah. There's no Me'ilah and Mei Kior, because they're given for people to enjoy. Now, I understand the reason why they wash their hands is not primarily to give them enjoyment. It's that they'll have clean kadosh hands for the avodah. But nonetheless, right, look at Yom Kippur, right? It's a hana'ah. It's obviously enjoying to hana'ah to wash your hands with water. So the Meshech Chachma says there's no me'ilah in the Me'kior. He's been dyked this in the Pasuk. That the Pasuk says at the end of Pekudei, it says everything. You should be mekadosh it v'haya kodesh. Kidashta says kidashta sofes kukalav v'haya kodesh. Right, but by the kior it says v'kidashta. Someone doesn't say v'haya kodesh, so he takes that as a remez to the fact that it's not bar me'ilah. So the Meshech Chachma says, there's no me'iva in the me'kior, which makes sense if you view it as a matter of anything shared with Basar Adam has no me'ila. But, l'chora, I don't know who explicitly argues on the Meshech Chachma. I looked in the footnotes of the Meshech Chachma, didn't say very much either way. But you would say, if you took the approach of that works for the approach of Rashi, but if you took the approach of Tosfos, that the heter is based on Nasa Mitzvaso, then make yours, as long as it's sitting in the kior, it's not Nasa Mitzvaso. Only after the Kohen washes his hands and it falls in a bowl, then it's Nasa Mitzvaso. But while it's sitting in the kior, it's not Nasa Mitzvaso, so then it should have Me'ila.
The whole issue, I thought, was really to
why not? If it's not Kodesh Hashem, it's not Kodesh Hashem, right?
Meaning, it is Kodesh Hashem. It's just what you're supposed to do with it is just wash your hands. Meaning, I don't understand the whole thing.
And the Basar Chatz is also Kodesh Hashem. What you're supposed to do with it is eat it.
You're supposed to eat the Basar Chatz.
And you're supposed to wash your hands with the Mekir. Now, if you want to be Mechalik, you want to be Chalikin. I understand what you want. You want to say maybe it's a chalik between kachshav and kachshav and kachshav is be'ach based on the Reb Chaim.
Either that or just in general. I thought the whole point is that if you shulchan kavod kachshav and kachshav
are
always
the moment of kachshav. Oh, but kachshav also, right? The Kohen shekidish b'chal kohen and mekadeshes. We shulchan kavod kachshav, right? The Kohen takes his share of the chatas and the kachshav girl, it's not valid, it's not really his.
Not because of inherent.
Okay. I'm not denying that you could.
The whole issue would be shy to apply the heter at all. This statement, the constitutional heter of Kohanim,
but limited to Kodesh. What you're saying is that it could be that regardless of this lumdus, it's limited to Kodesh Mizbeach, because the Kodesh of Kodesh Mizbeach comes from their Yehud, and the Kodesh of Kodesh Mizbeach comes from their Bailus. It's possible.
The Rambam used to be sounds that way. He makes sound like this heter is only by Kodesh Mizbeach.
Well, he means as opposed to Kachin Kalim, though.
No, but he's...
What's the Lashon? Give me the Lashon. The reason he doesn't have said by Kachin Kalim is because Kachin Kalim never had Me'ila, even before Zerika. So it's like not a Chish. Kachin Kalim, the Basar never had, was Bar Me'ila. So, of course, like, who cares if Shehel Gon? It was never Bar Me'ila. So I think that... I'm not convinced that that is a valid view. The Me'iri, also in Kedushin, this is perhaps one of the most explicit Makoros. The Me'iri, now again, this is a half of the Me'iri, but the Me'iri, I think, clearly takes Rashi's side here, because, at least in a question, right, it's not a Maskana, but, Himmel, let's talk about Big Day Kahuna, right? Big Day Kahuna. Do Big Day Kahuna have Me'ila or not? So, and what about Big Day Kahuna? Shebalu, right? Shebalu meaning they got worn out and they're not worn by the Kohanim anymore. So Big Day Kahuna Shebalu, the Gemara seems to imply, has Me'ila. Right? Big Day Kahuna Kabbalah, Shebalu are a Bar Me'ila. The Me'iri asks, and this is not enough Mina L'maisa, only a Havamina, right? Me'iri has a Havamina, that there should be no Me'ila. Why? Havmin is there's no Me'ila. Why is there no Me'ila? Because it was much of the Kohanim to wear. Wearing is a big Hana, right? It was much of the Kohanim to wear, and they enjoyed wearing it. It kept them hot in the rain, and it kept them from getting sunburned in the hot of the winter, and kept them getting sunburned in the summer, and it looked very fancy, and they got to show it off to all their friends and neighbors. At least who were there. So he said, look, wasn't it Shashet al Kohanim? Hashem shared with the Kohanim. How could there be Me'ila anymore? How could there be Me'ila in Big Day Kahuna? It had a Shashet al Kohanim. And in the end, right? Now, again, that question is not based on Asa Mitzvaso. He's not saying, how could there be Me'ila? Because the mitzvah is not finished. The mitzvah is not finished at all, because while they're wearing it, they have to keep wearing it again and again and again. And after they wear it, they, you know, turn it into wicks for the truth is, after they wear it, it's a gzeres kasher that it's not nasa mitzvaso, right? So he's not based on nasa mitzvaso. He's saying that how can it be that anything that shas hetlo kohanim, which still has me'ila, and his answer is
Because Big Dekuna, they don't, that's not really a Shas Hefter the Kohanim. That's sort of, and here, maybe this could go back to what Eliyahu was saying, that's more of a Dechuya Shas Hefter the Kohanim, not a Hutra Shas Hefter the Kohanim. It wasn't really that it was totally Mutter the Kohanim, it's just Mutter the Kohanim, because otherwise there's no way they could wear them and do their Avodah. So you have to say that's not really such a good Shas Hefter the Kohanim, which again, Eliyahu could go back and flip this.
They can't, after they finish Avodah, they have to take it off immediately.
Even though he says takis, they don't, it's okay, but since that's only because Lonit and Torah Loche Asharis, so really, they're not, really even, he says at least on some level, even while they're doing the Avodah, even while they're wearing them, they're not really supposed to get Hanah from them. But clearly he takes the perspective of Rashi as opposed to Tosfos here. Okay, this we'll all have to come back to, and we might even have to complicate this more. At least according to many deus on Daf Gimel and Beis and Dalam and Aleph, but at least in terms of understanding the pshat of Rabbi Shua's statement here, what's the nature of the shahet of Hanim? The pasha pshat is, you know, the clue what Eliyahu was saying, the pasha pshat is like Rashi. It's a special din that anything which is, it's supposed to be enjoyed by human beings is no longer exclusively sacrosanct and taboo to Hashem, therefore it's not kachi Hashem in the full sense of the word, and it has nothing to do with mitzvah, so that's a different klal. And then we'd say that's not the Havim Daf Yudamal, that's what's going on Daf Yudamal. It doesn't matter if there's a mitzvah he done or not. Hefer the Kohanim is mutter, and that's what the Chassid David says about the Shemin HaMishkan, what the Meshech Chachma says about the Mekior, and what the Meiri at first thinks you should say about Big Day Kahuna. Although Eliyahu will say, like based on the Meiri, it's not so murkav, because you could say all of these are not a real Hefer the Kohanim in the way that the Basar Chattas is. But at the very least, you know, certainly the Chassid David would be holding this way. However, Tosfos in two places, Tosfos in Peretz of Sachin, and Tosfos in Yod Daf Yod, clearly is the opposite perspective. He thinks the actual Shas Hefer Kohanim is not relevant at all, right? Tosfos thinks that's not the point. The point is that it's an Igloin Milsa, it's a simon of Nasa Mitzvaso, which he says explicitly in Tosfos in Peretz of Sachin, and which is why in Me'ila he has to get stuck and say, how can it be Nasa Mitzvaso than Mitzvah Berb Sula? Must be that's not a real mitzvah. That's a Kol Mitzvah, not a Kaddush. That's not an Avoda Mitzvah. And then it would be obvious, right? That would be a sufficient, though not necessary, condition of saying like Minchas Chinuch that there is Me'ila in Shemar Mishvah. Okay, now I think we're ready to go on to Daf Beis and Beis. And again, we'll have to come back to this discussion and perhaps even disturb it somewhat on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. I don't mean disturb it as in to say that all of this is total nonsense, but I mean disturb it in terms of that it could be that according to some Shitas, we might have to that. We don't end up asking like we might have to look at things differently. Bezim bezi, boy lahu, i'alu mahu sheyerdu. Right? What is the din in the Mishnah? If it's alu, the psulim listed in our Mishnah, if it's alu, is it yerdu or lo yerdu? Right? If you put it in the zech with the evidence, you have to take it down or not. Now, what do they have a question about here? Okay, I don't know. The Pirish Kadma has some funny lines, says all the things in the Mishnah, but I'm not sure what to do with that. Because Tosfos is pretty explicit here, what case do they have an ibaya in olu yerdu or olu lo yerdu? Could they have an ibaya about chutz l'zmano chutz l'mkomo olu yerdu or olu lo yerdu? No, because it's before in the Mishnah in Hamizbeach Mekadesh that olu lo yerdu pashit chutz l'zmano chutz l'mkomo. Remember, machshava chutz l'zmano chutz l'mkomo is olu lo yerdu. Could they be arguing about shchitas laila? No, because mefurish that. It's about Chalok Stanam, Reb Shimon hold, Kol Shepsula Bakodesh. Anything that's in the realm of Kodesh and gets puzzled, Im Olulo Yerdu. So he says, Shechted at night, still in the Kodesh, Im Olulo Yerdu. Rabbi Yehuda is before us, she is Zos, he, Ha'ola, then he's Mamai, then he's Shechted Belaylam, Olulo Yerdu. So that's about Chalok Stanam, so that's not their question. So the Chora Pashupsha is like Tosas Damaskel Olu. Al Karcha Koy Adorom, right? It must be Adorom, right? Chotzman Chotzman Kol, everyone agrees. Laila's machlokes tanan. They must be arguing about shchitas darom because that is not mefurish in zvachim.
Rashi makes it sound like they're arguing more. He says hani b'tani, and then he mentions darom
mechulei. Right. So the Pirish Kadma says the same thing. Okay, I guess you don't need Pirish Kadma if you have a Rashi. Rashi does make it sound like that hani darom. Then he throws in this very mysterious mechulei. I just, you know, I can't, I don't know if you've seen anything in the Echronim. It's hard to imagine how they could have any buy of it, anything but Durham. Could be in the end, Rashi is really saying the same as Tosfos. He's just, you know, technically saying that, well, the original question about everything, but then they realize everything else is obvious and they only really talked about Durham.
So if you know, if you really want to say that that Rashi really thinks that the Machlokas Rabbi Rav Yosef would be going on the other things in the Mishnah, that would be a big chiddush. You'd have to work hard to defend that, and maybe someone could, but I'm not going to take that on right now. So let's assume that even though Rashi is ibayilhu v'chulei, the things in the Mishnah, etc., he doesn't really mean that in the end they have a whole umad and a half of shaklut, two a daf and change of shaklutari about the whole Mishnah, because it's pretty clear the shaklutari is talking about Darum. He might mean the original question was everything, but then like it was only really worth debating Darum because everything else is, you know, clear enough. So I think I'm gonna have to go with that for now. So Olu Mao She Yerdu, Rabba Amar Olu Yerdu, Rabbi Yosef Amar Olu Lo Yerdu. In the end. In the end, who are we going to paskin like? Right, in the end, the Gemara is going to paskin like Rav Yosef. They're going to have a tiyuvda and decide that I'm alu lo yerdu. Right, be interesting. What do the mishpah think that Yibai was about? But we'll leave that for now. So alivad Rav Yehuda lo tibay lach the kuli amu lo pligi de im alu yerdu. Right, according to Rav Yehuda, it's not even a question. Everyone agrees, im alu yerdu. Right, so what is Rav Yehuda? According to Rav Yehuda, said there are three miyutim. Right, this is this line in the Tosos. Right, the line in the Tosos was not really commenting on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Dalid. He was really being a farish. This Gemara, right here. So, alivad Rav Yehuda, our Gemara says, the kuli alma, everyone agrees, dorom im alu yerdu. Right, everyone agrees that is, except for the Rambam, because the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda, and nonetheless, the Rambam paskins im alu lo yerdu. Okay, let's come back to that in a moment. The question is, ki pligi alivad Rav Shimon. So if Shimon says all psula b'kodesh, anything which is like the psula b'kodesh, what does that mean? Anything which is like an animal that's kosher for hakrava and you sheft it in the azara, that's close enough that im alu lo yerdu. So, what does he think about shefting in the Dorum? So, Ad Kan, Rav Yosef Kerub Shimon, right? Rav Yosef's easy. He says, anything psula b'kodesh, im alu lo yerdu. Very poshut, right? Rav Amar l'chalopa, Ad Kan, lokar Rav Shimon, elevat nitin l'mata, shenasun l'mala, obin nitin l'mala, shenasun l'mata. Rav Shimon is only machshir, only says that b'dievin, im alu lo yerdu, if you're supposed to put the dam on the bottom, you can put it on the top, put it on the bottom, poshut pshat, what they're referring to, of course. Which dam are you supposed to put on the top of the mizbeach? What? No, pashup shat. I think it's talking about karba, behema, right? Which behema's dam are you supposed to put on top? Katas. And which behema's dam are you supposed to put on the bottom? Everything else. And b'dieved, if you put the katas dam on the bottom, or anything else is dam on the top, that is no good. The karban is not kosher. But since it's psula b'kodesh, you know, and also lo tevei. So that's Rav Shimon's machshir, right? Ulaom she shachet the gilodon tzokes. At least you're a shchita gavos dam b'tzofon. Even though you might have thrown put the olah blood on top of the zayach, the chatzis blood on bottom of the zayach. At least you're a shchita gavos dam b'tzofon. V'hachim kivin shachet the dorim k'man dechan kinu dami. But here, if you sheft in the dorim, that's like killing it. That's like kachim shemeso. You didn't even. What do you mean? That's not shchita's kachim. That's like killing it. Okay, so that is the logic of the Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, everyone thinks im olsa teired. For Rabbi Shimon, there is a Machlokas. Rabbi Yosef thinks im olsa lo teired, like all Psula b'kodesh, right? That's the lashon Rav Shimon. Anything is psula b'kodesh, im olsa lo teired. And Rabba thinks, nope, shchitas darum is worse because it's like kodshim shemesu. It's like you were just it's like you didn't sheft it. That's chankino dam. It's like you never even shefted it, and therefore. Therefore, if it's like just, if you didn't even sheft it, then of course, if you never sheft it in the first place, I think that's pashut. If you take a kosher carbon into the azara and you take out a rifle and blow its brains out, then that would be an ulsa teirid.
Could you
link
this back to the halakas?
Ah, okay, great. So, the question is, what are they really, now, here also, you see, obviously, the same as on a simple level, I think you can. What's going on here? We're discussing the relationship between Shchitas Darom and other psulim. Shchitas Darom and other psulim. And what's basically? Rav is saying Shchitas Darom is worse than all other psulim. And Rav Yosef is saying Shchitas Darom is the same as all other psulim. Right? So Rav is saying it's worse. Rav Yosef is saying it's at least, he doesn't say it's exactly the same, but at least more or less the same as other psulim. What might be the yesod of the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yosef? Right? What might be the yesod? So as Elliot correctly points out, it might go back to the chakira we had earlier, which is one line that Tosaf says in Devar Maskil, the Rav that we'll mention in a second. Rav Yosef makes a lot of sense. What's Rav saying? So it could be he just somehow thinks that the wrong makom, a bad makom, is worse than any other psul, right? Or at least the wrong, not any bad makom, right? Because if you just put the dam in the wrong part of the bath, that's not so bad. Could think that he shchit in the wrong makom, right? So what's his svara? Could be, question mark, maybe just he somehow thinks that shinoi makom b'shchita is worse, without really saying a svara. That's how Tosa sort of starts out saying. He says that it depends whether shinoi makom is the same as shinoi zman or not. You know, he says somehow maybe he thinks shinoi makom is worse. I'm not quite sure why shinoi makom should be so worse. So maybe somehow he thinks for reasons that I don't understand that a shinoi makom b'shchita, right, is worse. Obviously, shinoi makom zrika is not so bad. That's emulsa, that's nidnu malaj and mata. But I think the pashup shot is, right? The pashup shot, the pshat that's easier to understand is, we'll make a pshat that's easier to understand. A little smiley face, or I'll give. The pshat that's easier to understand, I think, is that it goes back to our earlier chakira, is that it's like shchut echotz. That's why it's command of chankinon. What do you mean? It's not just that you mess something up. You put something in the wrong place. Not just you shecht in the wrong place. Right? That's what Tosa says in the middle of Divrei Maaseh over Rava Amar Lach. Tosa says that Modi Rav Shimon Dikman Dechanki Davi Yahavi Kmo Shchut Eichotz Kim Nimshana Mokom Shchita Uvishot Eichotz Lekuli Alman Olu Yerdu. Right? It says, Tosa points out, that maybe it's like Shchut Eichotz. In what way? And it goes back to our chakira, and as you know, I would say that what makes it like Shchut Eichotz, because it's shecht in a makom where it's not even kodesh, it's not psula b'kodesh. Psula b'kodesh, you at least need shchita b'kodesh. And here it wasn't shchita b'kodesh. It was shchita b'kodesh kal, but it wasn't shchita b'kodesh ha-kodesh. So I think that would also tie into our chakira. What would we say is, what about Olu Yerdu Lefi Rav Shimon? Lechora, if you're dealing with Shchut Eichotz, then you would say like Rabba. But if you're dealing with a regular psul that not Shchut Eichotz, then maybe you'd say like Reb Yosef, or at least, I think that if you're dealing with like Shchut Eichotz, you might say like Rabba. After all, it's still only like Shchut Eichotz. It's not Chol Gomer, it's just Kedusha Kala, but at the very least, if you're saying it's like Shchut Eichotz, you have a mutton to say like Rabba. This isn't Psula Bakodesh. Rav Shimon says all Psula Bakodesh am alu lo yerdu. But this isn't Psula Bakodesh. It's Psula Bakol. Or at least Chol Yachasit. Right? Mixas Chol. However, if you're saying that it's just a regular Psul, then I don't, maybe you could say a regular Psul, but a regular Psul is Shchita, the wrong half of the Azara. That's to the worst Psul. Well, I'll be Pashtus. Why should shchita in the wrong part of the azara be different than shchita in the wrong hour of the day, or be different than shchita with the wrong machshava, or be different than kabbalah of the wrong person, or kabbalah of the person with the wrong hands or the wrong clothes, or et cetera, et cetera, or doing it in the wrong, standing the wrong way, et cetera. So I think that it could be that the yesod of machlokes is Rav and Rav Yosef might all tie back to this chakira, and that's what Tosa is hinting at here. When Tosa says, Rav Shimon says shchina makom shchita is worse. So it might come down to this same chakir. Everything might really come down to, I mean, clearly what's going on in our Gemara is, one thing's clearly going on in Gemara. How, which is the worst psul? Shchita b'darim or other things, right? Anam and Aleph,
the regular Gersa had Shkita's Dorim being not as bad, and the Shiva Govetzes had Shkita's Dorim being worse. On Amud Beis already, Rav Yosef has Shkita's Dorim being around the same, maybe a little worse, maybe a little better, but around the same. Rabba has it being worse. Why do they keep flip-flopping in so many different opinions? And then some, there appears Kalman others say, it could be that Beis Amin Aleph was only a leader of Rav Yosef, not the Shkita's Govetzes Yud says. Beis Amin Aleph said that Lila's worse than Dorim. Dorim's not so bad. Here Rabba says Dorim is worse. Says no problem. That Beis Amin Aleph was only written a leader of Yosef, because since Rabba's Itosav anyway, so they didn't bother taking into account his Shita. But it could be that this whole machlokas, on Beis Amin Aleph we had a machlokas Rishonim, although a lopsided one, whether Dorim is worse or better. On Beis Amin Beis we have a machlokas Amoraim, whether Dorim is worse or the same. Could be they're all arguing about this fundamental Hakir of Rashi, of Tosu, whether Shkutei Chutz or not, which I think is totally on the even more fundamental Hakir of Rashi. And we'll just tie it back into the question of the Rabbi Yehuda, right? I apologize for being a little messy. Right? Maybe, what about Olu Yerdu Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Big Psulim, and Olu Yerdu, like Shkitas Lailam, like Nishvach Dama, like if you never get to Zrika. If you shechted at night, Olu Yerdu. Big Psulim, Im Olu Yerdu. So, what does he do? If Big Psulim, Im Olu Yerdu, what about Shkita's Dorom? So, as we've seen, the Rambam, against the Pshat in our Gemara, again, we still have to defend it technically, says, no. But Shkita's Dorom, that's a small Psul. That's much smaller than Shkita's Laila. Shkita's Dorom is much smaller Psul than Shkita's Laila. So, the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that, yeah, Shkita's Dorom, that's not as bad as the three things that Rehuda has a miyut for. What's so bad about Shkita's Dorom? That would make sense if you viewed it in the context of a regular psul. And Tosfos, I forget exactly the answer, but Tosfos, the answer of the Drasha. Tosfos says, well, at least we wouldn't have known on our own that Shkita's Dorom is such a big psul. We have need a pasuk for it. But Tosfos, the answer of the Svara, who says it's obvious that Shkita's Dorom is a big soul for Rabbi Yehuda. Because like Shkutei Chutz has got to be at least as bad as Laila and Nishbach Dama. So it could be that both within Rishon and Rabbi Yehuda, again, I'm not claiming that all these people are arguing about the same Chakira. You might have to get out of it for some Shkita's, but at least I'll be Pashtus. If you looked at Reb Shimon, Rav and Reb Yossi argue, is Shkita's Dorom worse than everything else or not? If it's like ain't Shkutei Chutz, of course it's worse than everything else. It's absolute kodesh. If it's a regular kfiyas makom bi'alma, if it's just the din, just the rule, then it shouldn't be worse than everything else. And likewise from Rabbi Yehuda, if you say that it's Shkutei Chutz, then it should be pushed like Tosfos. Of course, if those three things are molu yerdu kal v'chomer, ain't Shkutei Chutz. But if you say it's just a regular psul, then you might say takavah should be as bad as those three things. So either say like Tosos, you find a pasuk somewhere, or say like the Rambam against Pshat and Gemara, that's not as bad as those three things. And that is, I think, finishing up this very fundamental hakira about Shkita's Dorom. Now, we need to, in addition to finishing up this hakira, look a little bit at the Gemara. First of all, Tosos has a little bit of a discussion in Dim Raslava Rabba, we'll just mention briefly. Where am I? I'm on the second first page. What exactly does Rabba mean by Nitna Lamala Shanasla Lamata Nitna Lamata Shanasla Lamala? What are the two possibilities in Tosos? Well, what's Tosos' problem with the Gemara? What's Tosos' problem with the Gemara? Exactly. What do they say? Reb Shimon only is mat. What do they say? When they want to say what Reb Shimon's matter that makes like uniqueness of Reb Shimon, they say, oh, he's matter nitin l'malosh nitin or the nitin l'malosh nasan l'malta nitin l'malosh nasan l'malta. So says, what do you mean? Even Reb Yehuda's more than that. It's not one of the three things he's machmer on. So why do they pick this example? So Tosfos has two possible chutin in the Gemara, and we'll see. There might be a third. What are Tosfos' two possible pshatim in the Gemara? What does the Gemara mean when it says nitna lamala, shenasna lamata, vichuli? What are the two pshatim in Tosfos?
the right, one of them is the Ri, and one of them is Ruvina Peretz, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, what are the two Pshatim? The Ri says it's referring to Malika Sa'of. It doesn't mean what we thought it meant. Turjim Malika Sa'of, and this, Rav Shimon would say, Lo Yerei, and Rav Yehuda would say, Yerei. This is a good way to explain, oh, this is the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, it's not referring to Zrika Stam Behema, like the Pshat. It's referring to Malika Sa'of, right? What if you're Molek, right? An oaf is, for reasons which we will not explain now, the opposite of a Behema, in the sense that by Behema, Chatas, the dam goes on top of the Mizbeach, and Ola and everything else, the dam goes on the bottom of the Mizbeach, as we know. In an oaf, this is not explicit in the Chumash, but it's Darshan after the Pesukim. It's the opposite. The Ola goes on top of the Mizbeach, and the Chatas goes on bottom of the Mizbeach. Okay, it's a funny rule how by the oaf, it turns out to be a little backwards, right? The Ola is Shechten on top of the Mizbeach, and then you just sprinkle the dam on top of the Mizbeach. The Chatas is Shechted near the bottom of the Mizbeach, and then you squeeze the dam onto the bottom of the wall of the Mizbeach. So, specifically, what if you would do Malika of the Oaf Lamata? It's supposedly Nitnin, meaning we're supposed to end up, but it's not just talking about Zrika. It's talking about the Malika also, right? Because normally, by an Oaf, as opposed to by a Behema, you do them right next. You could theoretically be Molik the Oaf in one place and be Zorik the Dam someplace else. But since your Zorik gets straight from the body of the Oaf, so usually it's done like Mamish in one action, right away, because otherwise the Dam will just, you know, pour out and you'll lose it. Right? By the Hema, you catch it in the Kli, right? That's Kabbalah. By an Oaf, it's just Malika, and then straight from the body of the Oaf, you put the Dam on the Mizbeach. So, it's referring here to where you're Molek the Oaf, and if you're Molek at least the Ola Lamata, that's totally puzzle. If you're Molek the Oaf Lamata, it's totally puzzle. And this is the case where Rabbi Shimon would say Lo Yered, and Rabbi Yehuda would say Yered, because this is a much more serious psol v'hachlo moder Yehuda mishen dahavi ke psol darom. Here, Rabbi Yehuda would say for sure Yered, because you shechted in entirely the wrong place, and shechting entirely the wrong place is pretty bad according to him. And that's where, so he gets out of the kasha is, there's no machlok panoim about him, all about nitin l'mal shenas l'mata, etc. So his answer is no, it's not referring to where you're zorik the damahem, it's referring to where you're molik the oaf. And that taka, that's a much more serious soul, because it's from the very beginning, and that they would argue about. That's what the Ri says, the Rabbeinu Peretz says, in the end. Of course, what's the problem with right? The problem with this is that if from the very beginning of the Gemara, right, Tos points out what's the problem with the Ri's pshat that he points out a little further on that Kasha Lamori Ben Peretz. That later on the Gemara proves the din of Shritas Darom from the din of Malika Sa'of in the wrong place, and assumes that it's a valid comparison. So if from the very beginning Rav and Rav Yosef argued whether it's a valid comparison, how can the Gemara later assume it is a valid? In the end, right, Rav Yosef kills Rava by the comparison to Malika Sa'of Lamata. But if Rav knew that all along and already gave the chiluk, then how can Rabbi right now say, oh, I know the din Malik Sa'of, but this is different? Then how can later on they kill him from Malik Sa'of? That is a very strong question. Tosfos Zvachim sort of answers Bedochak that it could be that no, this is Gufa, the Machlokas, Rabbi Rav Yosef is what Nitna Lamata Shnasan Lamala means, and that Gufa, the word in the end, is just passing that it is equivalent. But that's the Ri. Rabbeinu Peretz says it's actually referring to Zrikas Adam, Chora of the Behema, is referring to Zrikas Adam, and it is not a Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. If that's not the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, why do they pick an argmar to illustrate the Shita of Rav Shimon? Because it's most similar to Shritas Darom, because it's an Inin of Makom, right? So, but, you know, our Gemara chose to focus on it because it's most similar to Shechitas Darom. Right, what do they want to say? They want to explain that Shechitas Darom is different from Rishimon. So they have to pick the one case, which it's most similar to, and show how it's still different to Gortaraba. So that's why he said it looks most similar to Nit Lamata, Shinumala, Nit Lamala, Shinasa Lamata, but it's still not similar to Shechitas Darom. It's worse, according to the pshat that Tosfos mentions, at least within the Ri, maybe also within Rabbi Peretz, because like Shchutei Chutz and Lamala Lamata is not like anything but Chutz. Okay, those are two ways of reading this Gemara. We'll see. The Netziv is a clever third way of reading it in a few moments. Continuing the Gemara for a, I guess for a little bit, the Gemara says, what about our Mishnah? Tanan, kachikach shachtim dar molin bahem. Bishlam lor of Yosef nicha. For of Yosef, I understand why there's me'ila. Because what does Gemara seem to assume? That there's me'ila if imolul yerdu, like we saw in the Shittim Gubetzes and the beginning of the second in Gimel and Hay. Ela la rabba kasha, right, according to rabba. How could there be me'ila if it's imolul yerdu? Right, Gemara seems to assume that imolul yerdu means it's so not kadosh that there's not even me'ila. Imolul yerdu means it's kadosh but possible. What? Im alu lo yerdu means it's kaddish v'apostle, so there's me'ila. But im alu yerdu means it's not kaddish at all. It's mufka from kedusha. It's a garbage heap. So therefore, how could there be me'ila? So the answer is, my molim drabanan. It's only me'ila drabanan. That this, or Rabba, look, luckily we don't pass like him, but all right, well, let's see. He has a radical reinterpretation of our mission. He says, the me'ila there is drabanan. My yikabin darais drabanan. What's the difference between me'ila darais drabanan? Darais mishal mechomesh drabanan lo. Right, we'll have to come back to exactly the nature of me'ila drabanan. But the Gemara suggests, what's the nafkamina? That in Me'ilu Darais you have to pay the Keren and the Chomesh. In Me'ilu Drabanan you have to pay the Keren, but not the Chomesh. Umi'ikav Me'ilu Drabanan, is there really such thing as Me'ilu Drabanan? Tosas actually is an interesting question here. Is there really such thing as Me'ilu Drabanan? Tosas says, what kind of silly question is that? Obviously there's such thing as Me'ilu Drabanan, because what two things do we know in Shas have Me'ilu Drabanan? Tosas and Maskel Umi. Tosa says, Dam has Me'ilu Drabanan, and the Afer of the Paraduma has Me'ilu Drabanan. So Tosa says, no, the question was, is there really Me'ilu Drabanan in things that people naturally would stay away from anyway, such as kachim that you shefted in the wrong place, where people naturally would stay away from? Tosa and Zva in Menachos, Nun Beis, Amin Aleph, has, I think, maybe a sharper answer. It says, the Gemara's question is there Me'ilu Drabanan? The Gemara's question was, is there Me'ilu Drabanan on something that was totally puzzle? Where the Rabbanan really goes from Me'ilu on things that are totally puzzle? Dam is not puzzle. Dam is wonderful. Dam is kosher. It's just there's no Me'ilu Daraisa, and there goes Me'ilu Drabanan. Efer Paraduma is wonderful. Just no Me'ilu Daraisa, and there's Me'ilu Drabanan. But maybe the Gemara's question here, according to Tosas in Menachos, Dafnan Beis, is there really Me'ilu Drabanan on things that are totally puzzle and useless? So the answer is in the Amar Ula Amar Yochanan Kachin Shemesu Yotzim Dei Me'ilu Dvar Torah, that Kachin that died, right, have no Me'ilu Daraisa. The Diak is, I'm Daraisa Lo Islahon, but Drabanan Islahon, right? Daraisa is no Me'ilu, but obviously the Diak is Drabanan, there is Me'ilu, Hakanam Drabanan. So if Kachin that died, there's Me'ilu Drabanan, then Kachin Yishech the Bedar will leave the Rabba, or no less than Kachin that died, and they also have Me'ilu, Mi Dei Rabanan. So should we say that our, according to Rav at least, our mission is a proof for Ula? Because if there is Me'ila in Kachim Shashachim Bedarim, there's also Me'ila Drabanan in Kachim Shemesu. Amar Yochanan Avagav Tzanina Itzref to Ula. No, we still need Ula. Sal Kedai Tachamina Hacha Lo B'dilam In Hon Avol Kachim Shemesu Hol B'dilam In Hon Eima Fila Me'ila Drabanan Lo Ka Mashmalan. Right, you still need Ula. Why? Because our mission, according to Rav, just proves that Kachim Yishechta Bedarim have Me'ila Drabanan. Right, kachim yishech b'darim have me'ilu drabanan. That's because you're b'dilim in hon. You'd naturally stay. That's because you're b'dilim. You wouldn't naturally stay away from it. You might think it looks like a real valid carbon, which you can eat at some point. But kachim yishech, they just drop dead, and it's a rotting carcass. Then you might think that an animal drops dead. Of course, you would never. You'd be b'dilim in hon. Who wants to have, if it drops dead? Who would want to have anything to do with it?
So Kamashlan, no, even when it drops dead, there's still a Xer Mila Drabon. They were worried someone might decide that they want to use it for something. Okay, well, maybe we will just pick up Mirtz Hashem next time. I see that we are, okay, we're always a little behind schedule. Anyway, what I want to pick up with next time is we'll just finish reading this Gemara. And we'll finish reading this Gemara. And then we'll deal with the two Rambams that I mentioned on this Makorah sheet, the two difficulties in the Rambam. And then I'll give out another Makorah sheet, maybe tomorrow or Tuesday. But, you know, if we, on Wednesday, get to finish up this Makorah sheet, we'll get started on the next one about a little more about Kadosh Mishmesu. And if not, then afterwards.